6 parak of the Mai Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamoicha Peres Misuria. This Mishnah is referring to the Ne'amonis of an Amoritz who was living in Syria. Syria is an area north of Eretz Yisrael which was conquered by David and Melech before he conquered the entire Eretz Yisrael. Because of this, it did not get the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Even so, they gave it certain din in the very certain din in Malach Eretz Yisrael. So the mice like this. If a person buys stand fruit or produce in Syria, they did not say that he has to take off Maestras, even though the one he bought it from is Am Aris, because Syria was north of Eretz Yisrael, and we can assume that, or at least we are lenient to assume that the payers that are sold there are coming from Chutz Laaretz, even out of the borders of Syria. So, Amos of Eretz Yisrael, Amin Mishal Eretz Yisrael, Haim Chayv Lassen. If the salesman said that I got this from Tveria, or any other part of Eretz Yisrael, and you have to take it off Maestras because the one who sold it to you is telling you explicitly this is coming from Eretz Yisrael. And if it's produce from Eretz Yisrael that's bought from Amaris, you have to take off Maestras. Musarim Hein, if afterwards he said that the Maestras have been taken out, Nemon, Shepesha, also a Pesha Hitza. This is a concept we have many places in Shas. If a person, if he would have kept quiet, the produce would have been Mutter. Stam produce in Syria is Mutter, and we assume the Maestras were taken out. He opened up his mouth and said that this is from Eretz Yisrael, which potentially answers it. But together with that, he said, the Maestras have been taken out. So in such a case, we trust him, because, once again, if he wouldn't have said anything, it would have been Mutter, therefore he said a full statement, which in the first half of the statement seems to answer, and the end of the statement permits it, then it's Mutter. So this person in Syria that says that this produce is from Eretz Yisrael, and I took off the Maestras, would be believed. Mishalihein Chayv Lasse. If the person in Syria says, I grew this in my field in Syria itself, he also has to take off Maestras, because the only reason why there's no Tamai in Syria is because we assume it grew outside of Syria in Chutz Laaretz. But if the person who's selling says explicitly that this is not from outside of Syria, this is from Syria itself, then once again, he asked his payers or required his payers to have Maestras taken from. Musara name. And if afterwards he said that he took off Maisa, no, same idea, he's believed. Shepesha also, Shepesha Hita. If he wouldn't have said anything, we would assume it's Mutter. Therefore, if he said a statement that the initial part of the statement implies that it's also because it needs Maisa to be taken, but he concluded the statement by saying that he took off the Maisa, in such a case, we trust him and one would not have to take off Maisa. Then Yadua Shiach Lasodakh Bisuya Chayv Lasa. But if this salesman, we know that he has a field in Syria itself, then already it's a different situation, because the whole din that we say that one does not have to take off maestras from produce in Syria is because we assume the salesman got this from Chutz Laaretz. But if he got it clearly from Syria, then it's Chayv Maestras. Since the salesman, we know that he has a field in Syria, therefore, even without saying anything, we have to take off Maestras. Therefore, if he says Maestras was taken out of it, we cannot trust him.